For the Red River Radio News Network, this is Chuck Smith. A case of Zika virus has been identified in a Gregg County resident in East Texas recently, but it was not contracted locally. I spoke with Fred Killingsworth, Executive Administrative Assistant at the Gregg County Health Authority in Longview, Texas, to learn more.
It is an adult female, and we're not pregnant at the time, and they were travel-related. So we're not looking, for if this person kind of sneezed on you, you're not going to come down with Zika.
Now, tell me more about this adult female. Was she traveling alone, and which country did she visit where she supposedly caught the Zika virus?
Yes, they were traveling and visiting relatives in Puerto Rico, and was exposed and got it over there. And how they came back to the Longview area, I'm not sure and don't know how that happened. I mean, I don't know if they came up from Houston or came via Dallas-Fort Worth or came through the Shreveport airport. But, they had to get here somehow. So one of those international ports is probably how they came through.
How did you learn that someone living in your county was infected with the Zika virus?
Well, it was confirmed via the Department of State Health Services laboratory out of Austin, and they called to confirm that we had a case that presented themselves to one of our physicians in Longview, and that was almost 2 weeks ago now, and we just found out about it on Monday, I guess.
The Zika virus can be transmitted through sexual contact, but is more commonly transmitted by mosquito bites. The Gregg County Health Department has been trapping mosquitoes, and so far, none have been found to carry the virus. People are urged to take safety precautions, such as using insect repellent, wearing long sleeves, and removing standing water from containers around their homes. To learn more about this virus, you can check the website texaszika.org. This has been Chuck Smith for the Red River Radio News Network.